Tom King back here at Merrill's Athletic Park as we get set for game two of our doubleheader tonight. The Merrill Blue Jays and the Wausau East Lumberjacks in Wisconsin Valley Conference play. Merrill taking the first game by a score of 10-3. East will be the home team here in game two. And let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Merrill, visiting team on the dugout in this one, Mason Reinhart will lead off and be the catcher. Alex Zettler gets the start for Merrill. He'll play third base. Ty Grunewald is the shortstop, hitting third. Alex Klug is at first base, batting cleanup. Dave Pufall is in center field, hitting fifth. Trey Stevenson, the left fielder, will hit sixth. Brad Yelke is the pitcher. He will bat seventh. Cole Guskey plays second base and hits eighth. And playing right field will be Brian Stockowitz and batting ninth. For the Lumberjacks, Jordan Heiding is the shortstop. He will lead off. Willie Brand playing left field, hitting second. Cam Gritzmacher is the right fielder. He will bat third. Ben Schubring, the pitcher for game two, he hits cleanup. Ian Corbett plays first base and bats fifth. Bryce Widmark is at third base, hitting sixth. Luke Strick, the second baseman, hits seventh. Sam Romanski catching again. He will bat eighth. And Brennan Becker gets the start in center field. He will bat ninth. Lumberjack baseball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. While Ben Schubring finishes up his warm-up pitches, we'll take a break and come back with the start of Game 2. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're ready to start game two. Ben Schubring, his first pitch to Mason Reinhart is fouled, and it's 0-1, and we're underway. Lumberjacks looking to bounce back from really what was a thrashing in the first game, 10-3, as it was hit city for the Blue Jays in that first contest. Next pitch from Schubring, curveball stays high, and it's 1-1. Schubring has been up and down on the mound this year for the Lumberjacks. Like you could say that basically about every pitcher that East has trotted out there. Consistency has been the problem, as we talked about in the pregame show before the first game. Next pitch is high, ball 2-1. Reinhart played third base in the first game for the Blue Jays. He's behind the plate in this one. Fastball, and Reinhart falls it back out of play. He was 1-for-3 in that first game with a run scored and also a walk. Defensively for East, same as last game with the exception of Brennan Becker playing center field, and Luke Strick is at second base, and Ian Corbett playing first in this one. And a foul tip as Reinhart stays alive. The outfield has Brand in left, Becker in center, and Gritzmacher in right. Widmark still at third. Hiding back at shortstop, Strick at second, Ian Corbett playing first, Romanski behind the plate for his second game here. And Schubring ready to work. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. And that's a check swing foul on an inside pitch. Reinhart couldn't get out of the way and fouled it back, and the count remains 2-2. The wind by Schubring in the pitch. Curveball dropped it in there. Oh, man, that was pretty good. Must have been a bit inside, and the count now full. That looked pretty good. Full count now. And the pitch. Fastball, and that's outside, and Reinhart draws a walk. And there you go, with a close pitch that missed on 2-2, and then you walk him on the next pitch. Alex Zettler will stand in the right fielder. Want that curveball on the corner for a strike there with two strikes. Didn't get it. So Zettler stands in. He didn't play in the first game, but will bat second. Now Schubring throws over. Reinhart dives back in safely. Widmark even with the bag at third. Corbett holding the runner at first. Pitch by Schubring, throws it in the dirt, goes off the shin guard of Romanski toward the Merrill dugout. That's going to roll into a dead ball area. And Reinhart will stop at second base. Wild pitch will put Reinhart into scoring position. And right away here in the first inning, Lumberjacks in a jam. nobody out, runner at second, and a 1-0 count on the hitter, Alex Zettler. The stretch by Shubring and the pitch. Fastball, that's grounded, or hit in the air, excuse me, to right center field. That's going to drop. Becker's going to be able to get it in quickly. They missed the cutoff, man, and now the run's going to score. And the Lumberjacks give up an early run as Becker misses the cutoff, man. Short hop strike, he can't handle it, and the run will score. Reinhart was going to stop at third. He comes in on the error. It's going to be a single for Zettler. Man, I cannot pick up the ball off the bat here through the screen and in with the sun. But it was a base hit to right center field. Becker cut it off, but then his throw short off the cutoff man Strick, and that allowed Reinhart to come in to score. 1-0 Merrill here, and a man on with nobody out. First pitch to Ty Grunewald is a ball. It's 1-0. Now a throw over, and Zettler dives back in safely. The stretch by Shubring and the pitch. And that nails him on the shoulder. A hit batsman puts two men on here. And once again, the Lumberjacks find themselves in a jam here. A walk, a hit, a throwing error, and a hit batsman. A messy first inning right out of the chute. And Alex Klug will stand in. He hit a three-run homer in the first game and comes up here with two men on. And the pitch. And he squares to bunt, fouls it off. Man, I'll tell you what. I'll take a bunt all day long here. If they want to let Klug lay one down, be my guest. It is to move two runners into scoring position, but Merrill has a chance to put a big crooked number on the board here in the first inning. It's 0-1 now. Shubring fakes the throw to second as Heiding sneaks in behind the runner. Runners take their lead. Shubring with the stretch, the check, and the pitch. This time Klug's going to swing away. The pitch is way outside, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Lumberjacks looking for a ground ball hit at somebody here. And he squares the bunt again, and he gets it down, and it's a good one. Shubring's going to feel that he's going to have no play, and it's going to be a base hit for Alex Klug, a bunt single to load the bases.
Center fielder, number six, David Pufall.
And David Pufall, the center fielder, will stand in. These two teams are going to meet up in the first game of the tournament on June 3rd, and boy, the Lumberjacks are not putting in a good performance so far here tonight to strike any kind of fear into Merrill at all about that game. Here's the pitch, Shubring in the dirt, blocked by Romanski at the ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Shubring working out of the stretch with the bases loaded here. And the pitch. That's high. Ball two, 2-0. Heiding shading up the middle a bit at shortstop. Corbett in on the grass at first. Widmark even with the bag at third. Here's the pitch. Swung on, chopped past the mound. It's going to be tough. Strick's going to feel it. He's going to have no play. Another infield single on a slow chopper. The run will score, and Merrill leads it 2-0. And as in the first game where Merrill was able to find holes with their base hits, they've done it again here in the second game. A little chopper, and once that got past Shubring, it was going to be tough to make a play. Base is still loaded, nobody out. Two runs in, and Trey Stevenson, the left fielder, comes up. He had a home run in the first game, his first varsity start. First pitch is outside, ball one with the fastball. Lumberjacks in trouble of falling into a big hole right away here in the first inning. stretch by Shubring and the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Two runs in, bases juiced, nobody out. First inning for the Blue Jays. They lead it 2-0. Stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, and that's lined into deep center field. Becker's got a play on it, though. Makes the grab. Runner at third tags. He will score. Runner on second tags and goes to third. Sack fly for Trey Stevenson. It's an RBI. Driving in Grunewald from third base. And with one down now, runners at the corners, Brad Yelke, the pitcher, will come to the plate. 3-0 Merrill, but now there is one out. Shubring throws over, runner back at first. The stretch by Shubring. And the first pitch to Yelke, that is inside, ball one. Ryan Artak flashing signs down in the third base coach's box. Pufall takes his lead at first. He's going to take off. The pitch outside. Romanski's going to throw down. And the ball shot short hops. Heidings throw to the plate. Bounces away from Romanski and back to the screen. The run is in. And the runner goes from second to third. So the comedy of errors continues here for the Lumberjacks. And another run is in. Pufall goes to third on the throwing error. Four runs now in. Runner at third base, still one out. And the count 2-0 on Yelke. Wide in the pitch, that's high and outside. Shubring can't find the strike zone here. It's 3-0. He's given up a walk, three hits, and a hit batsman here in the inning. And a sack fly. Next pitch, that's inside, ball four, and Yelke draws a walk. And about as messy as a first inning as you could want to have for the Lumberjacks here. Cole Guskey playing second base in this second game. Didn't play in the first game. He will hit here with one down. Runners at the corners. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for the pitcher here. That is going to be Drew Hoff.
Drew Hoff, courtesy runner for pitcher Yelke.
And Scott Shubring, the East assistant, will go out and have a talk with his pitcher, who also happens to be his son. Always have to be interesting conversations. When you're coaching your own son, Tyler Infield comes in to listen to some words of encouragement here, try to get a double play ground ball and get out of the inning here. But it has been a tough start here for the Lumberjacks in game two. They already trail at 4-0. And Merrill wanting to add more here. East Baseball is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. So runners at the corners as Cole Guskey will stand in here to face Ben Shubring. Now throw over and to the runner back. Trying to catch the courtesy runner sleeping over there at first base, but Hoff was able to dive back in safely. The stretch. Long look at first. Here's the pitch. Fastball, that's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one to Cole Guskey. Now throw over to first again. Runner back standing up. The other thing is a lot of pitches thrown in this inning. Pitches a curveball, drops that one in there, and it's 0-2. Lumberjacks are off now until Tuesday. They did have a game scheduled tomorrow night, but that's been canceled because of a school trip. A number of the East players were on that school trip, and they weren't going to have enough to play. Curveball blocked by Romanski, but the runner goes down. He had a good jump once the ball was in the dirt. Hoff took off and goes to second. So now runners at second and third. Count one and two on Guskey. Hermanski took that one, I think, off. Get that off the arm or off the helmet. He's going to try to shake that one off a little bit. He got that one off the right shoulder, the throwing shoulder underneath the chest protector. Looks like he's going to be all right. So 1-2 the count on Guskey. Shubring looking for a strikeout here if he can get it. And the pitch. Fastball, that's outside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Hermanski again, and the count runs full, 3-2. Runners at third and second. Full count on the hitter. Merrill going to bat around in this first inning. First, next pitch is lifted in the air to right field. Gritzmacher is going to catch that. Run is going to tag and score from third. The other runner stays at second. So another sack fly plates another run. But there are now two down. Pufall scores from third.
Third baseman, number 12, Brian
Stockowicz. And Brian Stockowicz will hit. Starting pitcher in the first game, playing third in this game for Merrill. Ninth batter to hit here in the inning. And he hits with two outs and a runner at second base. First pitch from Shubring, that's hit on the ground hard. Widmark comes up with it. The throw across the diamond is caught by Corbett for the out. Widmark was one with one of those thank you very much as he was able to glove that on the short hop. And the inning is over, but Merrill strikes for five runs here in the inning. There were three hits. There was one error, and there was one man left on base. And the score, after a half inning of play, Merrill jumps out early. It's 5-0 Blue Jays. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We're back here at Athletic Park in Merrill as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lumberjacks haven't even swung the bats yet, and they're down 5-0. Merrill brought their hitting shoes tonight. Although two of those hits in the first inning were of the infield variety. One was a bunt single, the other was a little nubber past the mound. So it's not like they ripped the cover off the ball, but they were able to plate five runs. Jordan Heiding will lead things off here for the Lumberjacks. First pitch is a fastball inside. Starting pitcher is left-hander Brad Yelke. Yelke played in the first game, played first base. Next pitch, that's high, ball two. Hiding Brandon Gritzmacher to hit here for the Lumberjacks in the first inning. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Hiding couldn't catch up with the fastball there. It's 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. He drops down a bunt, but Yelke's going to be able to feel that one. The throw is wild, but scooped out of the dirt nicely. Nice play at first base by Alex Klug, and Heiding is retired. He didn't get that bunt far enough down the third base line.
Left fielder, number 16, Willie Brand.
Yelke hurried his throw and short-hopped Klug, but he was able to dig it out. Willie Brand will hit now with nobody on and one out. First pitch from Brand is... two Brand is a strike. Took something off that one. It's 0-1 now. And the pitch. Takes a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-2. The wind and the 0-2 pitch. That just missed, and it's 1-2 now. The wind and the 1-2 pitch. Brand pops it up down the third base side. Foul territory. Stockowicz will make the grab for the second out. Brand has a habit of dropping that back shoulder, so when he does struggle, it's because he's popping the ball up. And he did it right there, and there are two down.
Right fielder, number 13, Cameron Gritzmacher.
Yeah, Gritzmacher will hit now, the right fielder. Nobody out, or nobody on, and two outs. First pitch to Gritzmacher in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The wide in the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. He hacked over the top of a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. The wide in the 0-2 pitch. That's high and outside, 1-2. And the pitch, breaking ball, Gritzmacher stays alive, just got a piece of that, fouled it back to the screen, and it's still 1-2. Five nothing Merrill, we're in the bottom of the first inning. And Gritzmacher late chases after an outside pitch and strikes out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for the Lumberjacks here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after one complete remains Merrill 5, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. We go to the top of the second inning. And the top of the order for Merrill, they batted around in the first inning, so Mason Reinhart will lead things off here. He walked and scored back in the first. Ben Schubring, first offering is in the dirt, bounces back to the screen, and it's 1-0. The wind by Schubring and the 1-0 pitch. That misses outside, and it's 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes. Down low and outside, and it's 3-0. Schubring doesn't have much command here so far. Struggling to find the strike zone. Looks like he's hurrying a little bit as far as rushing through the second half of his motion. Next pitch is a strike at the letters, and it's 3-1. And the pitch. That's hit hard to left center field, and that is going to go to the fence. Brennan Becker will run it down, get it back in. It's going to be a double for Reinhart to the gap in left center field. And the Merrill bats continue to boom here tonight.
Alex
Zettler will bat now. He singled and scored back in the first. Lumberjacks beat Edgar yesterday 10-0, but Edgar was outmanned in that one. But I'll tell you what, for the most part, East has been struggling. There's a pitch and a strike on the outside corner. Spash beat him 10-0 earlier this week. They did beat West in the game before that, 4-2. Beat West both times this year. Stretch by Schubring and the pitch. Check swing, but he went too far. That's a strike. It's in the dirt. Romanski blocks it, and Zettler down 0-2 in the count here. Lumberjacks, though, lost to Rhinelander and Lakeland a couple of games they should have won. Next pitch is in the dirt, pops over Romanski and back to the screen. Had a hit off the plate, and the runner advances. Reinhart goes to third. And it's 1-2. Five nothing Merrill. We're in the second inning, and they're threatening again here with a runner on third and nobody out. The stretch by Schubring and the pitch. That's grounded towards short. Heiding's going to field it. They're going to take the out at first. The run scores on the ground out by Zettler. And there's one down. 6-0 now. Merrill with the lead. And Ty Grunewald will come to the plate. He was hit by a pitch and scored back in the first. Shugrin with the wide and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Went after a fastball, didn't get it. It's 0-1. Next pitch is lifted in the air down left field line. That's trouble. Brand's not going to get that one. It's going to drop for a base hit. And Grunewald continues hitting the ball here tonight. Dumps a single into left field down the line. One out, runner at first, and that'll bring up Alex Klug. Grunewald had four hits in the first game and one here in the second. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Grunewald was able to go to second base. The throw get away from somebody on the way in. I was looking down at the scorebook, but Grunewald's on second. One ball and no strikes to Klug. Grunewald takes his lead. Now Shubring steps off. It's the sign he wants, the stretch and the pitch. That's a little number down the first baseline. It's going to roll foul. And it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Shubring gets the sign he wants after a long look in. And the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And Romanski blocks it. Ball in the dirt. It's 1-2 now. One down, we're in the second. Merrill already on top, 6-0. The stretch. Hiding slides in. Breaking ball. Strike three call on the outside corner. And Klug is gone. Two down here in the second. Dropped a curveball on the corner, and there are two outs now. And Dave Poufall will stand in.
Infield, David Poufall.
He got an infield single his first time up and scored as well. Merrill's first five hitters in the lineup all scored runs back in the first inning. Stretch by Shubring. And the pitch. Throws it in the dirt. That got past Romanski. Back to the screen. Grunewald moves up to third base. Wild pitch on Shubring and... The count now 1-0 on Poufall. The stretch by Shubring, the check, and the pitch. That's outside, pops away from Romanski. Grunewald's going to try to score, and he will. Heads up base running. Grunewald took off as soon as that ball was in the dirt. They flip to Shubring covering, but Grunewald will score on the wild pitch. And the score now 7-0. Two and nothing on the hitter Poufall. Shubring working out of the windup now. The pitch way high. He's all over the place. Can't find the strike zone at all here, and it's 3-0. It's not like he's wild in one spot. He's wild low. He's wild high. Wild outside. Wide and the pitch. There's a strike, and it's 3-1. Took something off that one to get it over. 3-1 now. And the pitch. Strike two call. Poufall takes that one on the inside part of the plate. Full count now. And the pitch. That's ball four upstairs. And Pufall will draw a two-out walk. Put another runner on base, and Steve Heinrichs making a walk to the mound. And that may be all for Ben Schubring here. Let's see. And it will be. Pitching change is coming, and while they do that, we'll take a timeout. Come back with more. Bryce Widmark coming on here for the Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Bryce Widmark, number 17.
We're back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. Bryce Widmark coming on to pitch, replacing Schubring. He's got two outs here in the second inning. Runner on first, and he'll face Trey Stevenson, who hit a sac fly his first time up. And Schubring moves over to third base as Widmark comes in to pitch. Tough night so far for the Lumberjacks. Stretch by Widmark. And the pitch. That's low and outside, ball one. East dropped the first game 10-3 and find themselves down in this one 7-0 in the second inning. The stretch and the pitch. That's way high, 2-0. Two and nothing, the stretch by Widmark. And the pitch. That's in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. 3-0 now. Stevenson had a two-run homer in the first game. Stretch by Widmark and the pitch. That's slow and in the dirt again, and it's ball four. That is the fourth walk of the game so far by East pitchers. Schubring also hit a batter. Go along with five Merrill hits. And Brad Yelke, the pitcher, stands in. He walked his first time up. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. That's popped up on the infield. Widmark comes over. Now it's in foul ground. And Widmark is going to overrun the ball, and it's going to drop for a foul ball. That is a play. I mean, that play has to be made. Schubring, Romanski, and Widmark coming over. Widmark called off Romanski and then overran the ball, and it dropped. Nobody touched it. When you're struggling, things start to pile up. You can't make plays and get off the field, so now Widmark has to pitch again here to Yelke with two men on. Stretch and the pitch. That's inside, and it's 1-1. You make a pitch, you get a pop-up, a high pop-up in foul territory, and you can't make the play. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. There's a strike at the letters, and it's 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. Strike three called, inside corner, and the inning is finally over, but Merrill adds two more runs here on a couple of hits. There was an error, and two men left, and the score now after 1.5 innings of play, it's Merrill 7, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill's Athletic Park as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Lumberjacks trailing 7-0, and Ben Schubring will lead things off for East here. First pitch right inside, and it's 1-0. Sun is dropping down lower in the sky now. Might become a problem for the hitters for a little bit until it drops behind the trees in left center field. Next pitch is popped up. Foul ground. It's going to get out of play on the first base side. And it's 1-1. Schubring, Ian Corbett, and Bryce Widmark scheduled to hit here for the Lumberjacks. East Baseball is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. Call DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Next pitch is a ball. High and outside, 2-1. You can also visit DeVorney Orthodontics online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. That's D-O-V-O-R-A-N-Y. Next pitch in the dirt, 3-1 now to Shubring. Lumberjacks need base runners, and lots of them here. The wide and the 3-1 pitch. Shubring chops it foul, and the count will run full, 3-2. The wide and the payoff pitch. High and tight, ball four, and Shubring will draw a walk here to lead off in the second inning. And the Lumberjacks have their first base runner of this second game. And that'll bring up Ian Corbett. Corbett playing first base here in game two. He was the DH in game one and was 1-for-3. First pitch is lined into right center for a base hit. Shubring's going to round second. He's going to try to go to third. Here comes the throw, and he is going to be safe as the ball pops away from the third baseman. And Corbett's going to go down to second base. Shubring being pretty aggressive, down 7-0, but he's able to make it to third. He gets thrown out there. He might as well just keep going. Out to the bus, man. Down 7-0. But he's able to make it there barely. And the Lumberjacks have a couple of runners in scoring position with nobody out, and Bryce Widmark at the plate. First pitch is there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The stretch and the pitch. Widmark fouls it out of play, and he's quickly in the hole, 0-2. No runs and two strikes on Bryce Widmark, or no balls and two strikes on Widmark. Here's the pitch. That's outside, 1-2 now. Ben Shubring, the runner at third. Ian Corbett, the runner at second. Nobody out. Narrow playing back for an out here. Next pitch from Widmark in the dirt, blocked nicely by the catcher. Reinhart knocks that one down. 2-2 now. The stretch. And the pitch, breaking ball outside, and the count runs full, 3-2. Full count now to Bryce Widmark. And he's going to ground one towards short. The run's going to score. Grunewald's throw across the diamond in time. Now they throw over to third, and Corbett makes it over to third base. Shubring scores on the ground out by Widmark. And then on the throw across the diamond to first, Corbett was able to make it to third base. The Lumberjacks have a runner at third, one out now on the RBI ground out by Bryce Widmark. It's 7-1. And Luke Strick will bat. And the pitch is grounded toward first, but it's going to be foul, 0-1. Strick was the starting pitcher in game one and struggled mightily. He had a couple of at-bats and bounced back to the mound twice. Has a chance for an RBI here with a man at third and just one out. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and Strick in the hole, 0-2. Nothing and two on Luke Strick. Next pitch is driven in the air in deep center field, and they're not going to get that one. It is off the fence. The run will score, and Strick is going to have a double on an 0-2 pitch that he ripped to deep center field. And a double for Strick in an RBI, and the Lumberjacks have cut the deficit to 5 now. It's 7-2. And Sam Romanski will bat now with one down and a runner at second base. As East tries to keep chipping away on this deficit. We're only in the second inning. Plenty of time here. First pitch to Romanski. That's hit hard. And pass to diving Grunewald into left field. They're going to hold Strick at third base. He had to wait to see if Grunewald gloved that ball. But Romanski torched that one. And there are runners on first and third. And Brian Artak's going to take a walk to the mound here and try to break this momentum by the Lumberjacks. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher, Romanski. That's Tanner Denke, who will run at first base. Brennan Becker is going to be at the plate for the Lumberjacks. East has put three hits on the board here in the second innings, plated a couple of runs. They've got runners at the corners and only one out as they try to battle back from a 7-0 deficit. Are we going to get a pitching change here? Now it looks like Yelke will stay in the game. They're setting up to play what they're going to do first and third here. Brennan Becker will come to the plate, another guy who hasn't had a lot of at-bats this year. He's played occasionally in the outfield, getting the start here in Game 2 of this doubleheader. The stretch by Yelke and the pitch to Becker swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Luke Strick, the runner at third. Tanner Denke, the courtesy runner at first for Romanski. And the pitch. Becker's going to hit that one to center field, but that's going to be playable. Strick didn't tag up in time, and he's going to try to score anyway, and he will as the throw came in and missed the cutoff man, or he couldn't handle the throw. Boy, they had to play at Strick at home because he didn't tag up right away. And by the time he did, the catch was already made, but he is able to score on the sack fly by Brennan Becker on a line out to center field. East has plated three runs. And now the top of the order, Jordan Heiding will hit, but there are two down. Heiding bounced back to the mound his first time up on a bunt attempt. Tried to bunt for a base hit. First pitch is outside, ball one. It's 7-3 now. Lumberjacks answering here with three runs in the second inning. The stretch by Yelke and the pitch. And that's fouled out of play, and it's 1-1. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. The pitch, curveball, that is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Not much Heidi could do with that pitch. Tanner Denke, the runner at first, takes his lead. Not much of one against the lefty. There's a curveball, stays outside, and it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Heidi with a defensive swing. That ball stays fair right to the first baseman, and he steps on the bag for the out, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get three runs on three hits, and one man left on base. And the score, after two complete, is now Merrill 7, East 3. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Well, let's see if East can slow down this Merrill offense here. They haven't been able to do much with them tonight so far, but now with coming back to score three runs, they need to shut down Merrill here, and it's Cole Guskey who will lead things off against Bryce Widmark in the third inning. First pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Guskey hit a sack fly his first time up. Guskey, Stockowitz, and then the top of the order for the Blue Jays here. Line by Widmark and the pitch. That's down low and outside, and it's 1-1. Widmark, long look in, gets the sign he wants. The 1-1 pitch, that is hit towards short, hiding up with it. The throw across is in time for the out, and there's one down here in the third inning. And that'll bring up Brian Stockowitz, the third baseman. He grounded out to third his first time up.
Third baseman, Brian Stockowitz.
East Baseball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. The wind by Widmark and the pitch. Breaking ball dropped in there on the corner, and it's 0-1. The wind and the pitch. Swung on and missed. And Stockiewicz quickly in the hole, 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's high. 1-2 now. And the pitch by Widmark way high. Couldn't get over the top with that curveball and stayed up and over the head of the hitter. And it's 2-2 now. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He got him with the fastball, and there are two down here in the third inning.
Catcher, Mason Reinhart.
That'll bring up the top of the order for the Blue Jays. Mason Reinhart, who has walked and doubled, scored a couple of runs. Widmark gets the sign he wants. Here's the pitch. That stays high. Ball one. The wide and the 1-0 pitch. Fastball strike, and it's 1-1 now. The 1-1 delivery, and that is hit on the ground, is short. Backhanded by Heiding. Long throw in time. Good inning for the Lumberjacks. Three up, three down for Merrill here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Score after 2.5 remains. Merrill 7, East 3. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM
93.9.
Tom King back here at Athletic Park in Merrill. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Willie Brand will lead things off for the Lumberjacks, who trail 7-3. First pitch to Brand is a ball missed inside or up. It's 1-0. Well, the Lumberjacks do what they had to do. They scored some runs and then went out and shut down Merrill 1-2-3 in the other half of the inning. Next pitch misses again, 2-0 now to Brandt. Let's see if he's can chip away again here in the third. The 2-0 pitch, way outside, 3-0 now. The line and the pitch at the strike, and it's 3-1. We've seen already today that it's not impossible to come back from a 7-0 deficit. West was up on Everest, 7-0. The Evergreens came back and won it, 9-7. There's a ground ball up the middle. Grunewald's right there, though. The throw across in time for the out. And there's one down here in the third. And that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, who struck out his first time up. East Baseball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. And Gritzmacher gets beamed, and he will head to first base. So the Lumberjacks have a runner here in the third with one out, and Ben Schubring the batter. Schubring walked and scored back in the second.
Alabama pitcher Ben Schubring.
Playing third base.
And the pitch. Schubring hits it in the air, playable though, and caught out there in left field by Stevenson, the throw back in, and Gritzmacher retreats to first base. Two down now here in the third for Ian Corbett.
Corbett
singled and scored back in the second inning. That sun can go down at any time here now, right in our eyes as we're looking out on the field here. So Corbett digs in. Runner takes his lead and the pitch. It's outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. The stretch and the pitch. Corbett takes a big hack and fouls that one back out of play. And it's 1-1. One ball and one strike on the Lumberjack first baseman. And the pitch. A little chopper back to the mound. Fielded, and the throw is in time for the out. And the inning is over. The Lumberjacks get a runner, but Nothing doing. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Score after three complete remains. Merrill 7, Addie's 3. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. We go to the fourth inning. A good relief performance from Bryce Widmark so far. He has retired four of the five batters he's faced and will face Alex Zettler to lead off here in the fourth inning. 7-3, Merrill with the lead. First pitch from Widmark is just a bit low, and it's 1-0. Didn't miss by much. And the pitch. That's inside. 2-0 now. Zettler singled and scored back in the first and also had an RBI ground out in the second. Merrill jumped out to a 7-0 lead. East responded with three runs in the bottom of the second to cut the deficit to four. There's a line drive base hit into left field for Zettler. And Merrill has the leadoff man on here in the fourth inning. Ty Grunewald will bat now. Lumberjacks. They have not been able to get him out tonight. He had four hits in the first game, and he has a hit and a hit batsman here in the second game. And he stands in with a runner at first and nobody out. Stretch by Widmark, and the pitch. Takes a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Runner takes his lead. And the pitch. Breaking ball, and that gets away from Romanski back to the screen, and the runner will advance to second. And the count now 1-1 on Ty Grunewald. One ball, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. Stretch by Widmark, and the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays high, and it's 2-2 now. Zettler takes his lead at second. And the pitch. That's high, and the count out full, 3-2. Widmark gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. Inside, ball four, and Grunewald will draw a walk here. Runners on first and second with nobody out for Alex Klug, the first baseman. He has singled and scored and struck out.
First baseman, Alex Klug.
So Klug digs in against Widmark. That single back in the first inning was actually a bunt that he dropped down. Now he's going to line a base hit to left field. Brand's going to charge. The run is going to score. The throw comes in. Oh, they stopped the runner at third. Holy cow. So the bases are loaded with nobody out. Brand's throw bounced into the shortstop. They stop Zettler at third base. Grunewald is at second, and Klug is at first with a base hit. Bases loaded, nobody out. And Dave Poupall, the center fielder. Poupall stands in. Widmark's first pitch is a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. The line and the pitch. Outside and high, and it's 1-1. line by Widmark and the pitch. That's high again, 2-1 now. Merrill with 7 runs on the board, threatening for more here in the fourth inning. It's 7-3 the score right now, but Blue Jays have the bases loaded and nobody out. And the pitch swung on and missed. Hufall took a big hack at that one, didn't get it. It's 2-2 now. Corbett's up on the grass at first. Schubring back even with the bag at third. And the pitch. And Widmark throws that one into the ground, blocked by Romanski. Count now full, 3-2. No place to put Dave Hufall. So Hufall should get something to hit here, you would think. The line and the payoff pitch. Pitch was to hit him on the, did it hit his jersey? If it hit him, it didn't hit him by much. They call it dead ball. Wow, inside pitch must have just skimmed his jersey, and that will force in a run on the hit batsman. Didn't hear it hit anything. I thought they were gonna, might call that a strike on the inside corner instead. It's a hit batsman. Now, you know, when a hitter has part of his body in the strike zone, that is not necessarily a hit batsman. The umpire can call that a strike. But apparently it was a hit batsman on the jersey sleeve and forces in a run. It's 8-3 now. Base is still loaded now for Trey Stevenson. He has a sac fly and a walk. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Widmark took something off that one, and it's 0-1. Widmark ready to work again. The 0-1 pitch. That's foul back to the screen. Stevenson had a good hack on it, just missed it, and it's 0-2 now. East Baseball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. The wide and the pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Schubring goes over and takes a look, and he can't make the play. It drops right up against the fence. Count remains 0-2. So nothing in two to the Merrill left fielder. Still nobody out. Bases loaded. Widmark would like a strikeout right here. The line and the pitch. That's high. 1-2. Widmark ready. Here it comes. That's hit on the ground and over the head of Corbett into right field. One run is in. Here comes the second run. The throw is in time. Romanski held on to it, but by the time he turned around to make the tag, the runner had slid in and got his hand in there. So two runs score on the base hit by Stevenson. Hufall ends up on third base. Stevenson ends up on second on the throw home. And the score now 10-3. And Yelke, the pitcher, will come to the plate. He has walked and struck out. They had Corbett playing up there, and the ball got by him over the top of his head and into right field. Widmark ready to work. First pitch to Yelke is high for a ball. It's 1-0. The line and the pitch. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Still nobody out here in the fourth inning. Pitch by Widmark. That is hit on the ground. It's short. Heiding's got it. The throw across is in time for the out. One run does score as Klug comes in. So an RBI ground out by Yelke. Stevenson advances to third, and with one out now, that'll bring up Cole Guskey, the second baseman. It's 11-3. Widmark out of the windup now. Long look in, gets the sound he wants. He's ready to go. Here's the pitch. It's inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Tough night at the office for the Lumberjacks here, getting spanked twice by the Merrill Blue Jays. Wide in the pitch. That's way high and inside. 2-0 now. East coaching staff can't feel very good about their pitching right now heading into the final week of the regular season. Here's the pitch. That's chopped toward third. Schubering has it. Thought about going home for a moment, instead throws to first and gets the out. Run scores. Stevenson comes in. RBI ground out for Guskey. And it's 12-3. But now two outs. Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Stockowitz. It's going to be Seth Collins who will bat.
Number 24, Seth Collins.
Collins will bat for Stockowitz here with two down and nobody on in the fourth inning. Five runs in, second five-run inning for Merrill in this game. So Collins steps in for his first at-bat of the night. Line by Widmark and the pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Merrill had 14 hits in the first game, and they've got eight here in the second. And we're only in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. There's a strike, and it's 0-2. But unless East can put some more runs on the board, this has the danger of being a 10-run rule game here. They're down nine. Next pitch is low and outside. Collins laid off, and it's 1-2. Long look in by Widmark. Now he gets the sign he wants, the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three called, and the inning is over. But Merrill puts five more on the board. And it was five runs coming on two hits. And there was nobody left on base, and the score, after three and a half innings of play, is now Merrill 12, Lumberjacks 3. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. Lumberjacks coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They trail big again. It's 12-3. Bryce Widmark will lead things off here for East in the fourth. He had an RBI ground out back in the second inning. And he will face Brad Yelke here. Defensive replacement for the Blue Jays. Jacob Sabe, a senior, is in the game. He'll play third base, bat in the nine hole. First pitch is in the dirt back to the screen, and it's 1-0. Widmark, Strick, and Romanski scheduled to hit here for the Lumberjacks. One ball and no strikes on Bryce Widmark. Merrill's got some action in their bullpen, too. Pitch is high, 2-0. They try to get some of their other pitchers some work here in these blowout games. The 2-0 pitch, and Widmark lines it down the right field side, but foul. Hit it well, but it was foul, and it's 2-1. Sun finally going down behind the trees, so we'll be able to see here. And the pitch, that's inside. 3-1 now to Bryce Widmark. Yelke ready. And the 3-1 pitch, that's down low and inside, and Widmark will draw another walk. He walked a couple of times in the first game. And the Lumberjacks have a runner here in the fourth inning to lead things off. Luke Strick will bat now. He had a long double back in the second inning and scored, also drove in a run. Hit an 0-2 pitch to deep center field. Widmark Widmark takes his lead. Not much of one against the lefty Yelke. Here's the pitch to Strick. It's in the dirt, blocked nicely by the catcher. Reinhardt kept that one from going back to the screen. The stretch and the pitch. Strick takes that one, just misses outside, and it's 2-0. Once again, Lumberjacks need a whole ton of base runners if they're going to claw their way back into this one. The 2-0 pitch, Strick swings and fouls it back to the netting, and it's 2-1. The lights have come on here at Athletic Park, and Merrill haven't taken effect yet. The stretch and the pitch, Strick pops that one up foul and out of play, and the count now 2-2. East Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. The stretch and the pitch. Strick hits it in the air to left field, and that is going to drop foul. Hit that one off the end of the bat, I think, and didn't go very far. Of course, with these new bats, how can you tell? Ball doesn't jump off these bats like it did before. There will be no new home run record set by any teams in high school baseball anymore. Not with these bats. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Popped up, fouling out of play again. And the count remains 2-2. Yelke looks in, gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. Breaking ball, misses just outside. Count full now, 3-2. The stretch, the check, and the payoff pitch. Fastball lifted in the air to right field, and that is going to be caught out there by the right fielder. There was some confusion there. The right fielder maybe didn't see that one right away, but Zettler was able to come over and make the catch, so Strick is gone. One down here in the fourth. And Sam Romanski, the catcher, will come to the plate. He had a hard single his first time up to left field. Still feeling that ball. He took off his shoulder a little bit. He was stretching out that right arm and rubbing that spot on his shoulder. Now a throw over to first and the runner back. He took a foul ball, or I can't remember, it was just a ball in the dirt that he blocked that missed his chest protector and nailed him on the shoulder. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, and that misses outside. It's 1-0. Romanski has done most of the catching for the Lumberjacks since the early part of the season. Next pitch, fastball in the dirt, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes to Romanski. Here's the pitch. Fastball, he hits it hard to deep left field. But once again, that is going to be caught out there. Nice play by the left fielder, Stevenson. Ball crushed by Romanski, but Stevenson was able to go back and make a catch. Looked like he was just about at the warning track when he caught that one. And there are two down here in the fourth inning, but Sam Romanski has got to feel good about the way he's been hitting the ball tonight. Doesn't have a whole lot to show for it. It's got a base hit, but he has hit the ball hard a couple of times tonight. Now throw over to first. Runner dives back in safely. That's a courtesy runner at first base, by the way. It's Adam Peterson, courtesy running for Widmark at first. And the hitter is Brennan Becker. First pitch to Becker is high, ball one. Merrill, we're in the fourth. Two outs, man on for the Lumberjacks in the bottom of the inning. Becker swings and misses, and it's 1-1. East in danger of dropping a twin bill here tonight and having to go through the holiday weekend thinking about a couple of losses, a couple of bad losses. Next pitch is in there for a strike. And it's 1-2. Three games on the schedule for the Lumberjacks next week to finish up the regular season. And the pitch, Becker takes that one low and outside, 2-2. They'll play Rapids on Tuesday at Jack Torrizzani Field. They will host DC Everest on Thursday, and they will finish up with a non-conference game against Marathon scheduled for next Friday. Tournament starts June 3rd, and we'll be right back here at Athletic Park in Merrill for that one. Breaking ball, and that just misses, and the count now full, 3-2. Two outs. Peterson will get a head start at first base. With the lefty, you got to wait, make sure. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Becker didn't get it, and the inning is over. For East here in the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Score after four complete remains. Merrill 12, East 3. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.